A series of weekend attacks have left at least 8 people dead as Nigeria's security situation continues to deteriorate amid a rising Islamist insurgency. Motorcycle-mounted gunmen yesterday killed 3 police officers at a checkpoint in Nigeria's troubled northeast. At least 5 other people died in weekend attacks across Nigeria. Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for one of those attacks, which hit a major church in the city of Jos on Sunday morning. 3 people were killed in the bombing, which provoked violent reprisals. Dr. Katatsa Gondwe, Christian Solidarity Worldwide's team leader for Africa and the Middle East, spoke to Christopher Wells about the ongoing violence in Jos.
Well, I'm hearing it's calmer than it was yesterday because people took to the streets in anger at the bombing. And so fighting between the two youths of both communities continued till quite late in the night. But today, the last thing I heard was that things were calm and there was a greater security presence around the area, so people feel a bit more secure.
And the violence was provoked by a suicide attack, a suicide bombing attack on a Christian church. Has that become more common?
Well, I think suicide bombing generally seems to be on the increase in Nigeria. It's not something that really happened there before. It's not really a Southern African thing, suicide bombing. But as you're aware, the bombing of the UN offices in Abuja was done by a suicide bomber. And there have been other incidences where suicide bombings have occurred. So it seems to be on the increase. I mean, it's started, so it's a phenomenon that's really quite shocking for everybody
involved. And you mentioned there was, after this attack, there was a good deal of violence, you said, from members of both communities. Is that something that's changing now? In the past, you know, they've tried to limit reprisals and try not to get into a vicious cycle. Are the attacks aimed at provoking this kind of conflict? And do you think it's actually developing where there is more violence in response to attacks?
Well, I would say yes, the attacks seem to be aimed at provoking communal violence. But the situation in Jos is slightly different from elsewhere, where you have a Christian majority in the state, and where there has been sort of periodic violence anyway between the communities that has been kept in check. In fact, Jos has been relatively peaceful recently compared to what has been happening in the past with hit-and-run attacks on Christian villages, killing families, and other such things. So this seems, I mean, whether it is meant to or not, it's calculated to just heighten tension again and lead to maybe more communal violence. But it seems, considering what happened on the day, the death toll in both, including the suicide bomb itself, was really quite limited. So for that, we're thankful. And even afterwards, there wasn't a high death toll. So it seems to have been contained, but we just pray that there's no more similar incidents to provoke further violence.
And you said it was largely the youth of the different communities that were involved in the violence. Have the leaders of the Christian and the Muslim communities spoken out in response to the violence?
They're speaking out all the time. As I said, this is the situation in Jos is slightly different because this has been ongoing violence for a while now. And they've been speaking out all the time. There have been peace initiatives for years, you know, different ones. And people have been working very hard to bring reconciliation between the communities. So, because they have their own specific problems in this area. But for Boko Haram to now come and add an added dimension, that leads to a, you know, heightening of tensions between the communities isn't helpful at all at this time.
And so what are the prospects for Jos and the community, or even Nigeria in general? What are we looking at in the immediate future?
Wow. I mean, there has to be effective action to tackle these people, Boko Haram itself, because they have the potential to really escalate the situation, not just in Plateau State, but throughout the north of Nigeria, and particularly even between north and south. They've had said that their stated aim is to create an Islamic state throughout Nigeria. That is already inflammatory in a country that is multi-ethnic and multi-religious. So they could light a tinderbox that could be just awful. So the government, the federal government, and also the state government have to take effective action to check this threat. It's a pretty big threat, and it seems to have crossed borders, because the kind of tactics that are being used now, such as the suicide bombing and others, just the bombing generally, indicate some kind of external training. So Nigeria, I think, is going to need help from other countries who have experience in counterterrorism, and who have knowledge of these networks, to really crack down on this organization, because it could cause some serious problems for the country.
Dr. Gwandi, is there anything else that you'd like to add or tell us?
No, just I think that, because I've just come back from there, and a main thing that was I noticed was that the churches are really asking for prayer from the Christian community worldwide, because they feel that that is the one hope of peace, the prayers of people outside the country.